I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next with Ellie Burlow. This week, Ellie considers an invasive species.
Super predator, smart adapter, reproduces like mad, good at what it does, a threat, a cancer, and even biblical. These are words of disaster culled from the internet describing the European green crab, a crustacean that's considered to be one of the top 100 world's worst alien invasive species. It's also really tasty.
I made a few stocks. I did one a couple weeks ago, and it just came out great.
That's Emma Green Beach of the Martha's Vineyard Shellfish Group in Vineyard Haven.
The meat on the green crabs is super sweet. I think it's delicious, but they're small, and they're hard to pick, and the texture isn't quite the same. It's a little softer, so it's not really right for picking the way that you could make like a crab roll or a crab cake, but the flavor is there. And the numbers are there, and the price is right, because they're free.
Emma's job is to grow and raise clams, oysters, and bay scallops in the hatchery for the towns. She doesn't have to deal directly with the predatory green crab. That's up to the town's shellfish constable.
We know that once they leave the hatchery and they go out to the constables, they go out to the outdoor nurseries, there's all sorts of things against them. And so the constables do their best to keep them all safe as long as possible. But it comes a point where they have to release them. So they have to take these like gorgeous little scallop seed that are anywhere from dime size to over 2 inches. And they have to throw them onto the bottom, into the eelgrass, into the best habitat they know of. But you just know that there are always predators waiting. The crabs can smell them coming.
Green crabs arrived on the East Coast in the early 1800s from Europe, probably caught up as ballast in sailing vessels. They're small, about the size of a cookie. They're resilient and can eat 40 half-inch clams a day. And in the meantime, destroy yards of eelgrass, the prime habitat for the sweet bay scallop.
They do lead to destruction in eelgrass beds one way or another, whether they're actually eating it or they're playing with it or they're cutting it down, trying to figure out what's at the top, who knows. But some combination of all these things. So around here, they inhabit almost any habitat type. They're found on rocks and marshes, sand flats, eelgrass. They can eat all kinds of invertebrates from snails and worms to, of course, shellfish. They can be found in really deep water. They can tolerate really wide range of salinities.
Green crabs are the perfect invasive predator. They're a real threat to the shellfishermen who depend on clams and bay scallops for their livelihood. Ultimately, that impacts fishmongers, cooks and chefs, and not to mention the eaters or the consumers. Shellfish represents a way of life for them and a taste of place.
No one regulates the capture of green crabs around here because they're nuisance species. They do serve a purpose. At this point, they totally serve a role in the ecology, but we don't want them. They eat things. They clean up dead things. They change the distribution of other species, but we love looking at things that are a nuisance and figuring out how to use them to our benefit.
Every day is green crab season. You don't need a permit, and there's no legal minimum size. But what's good for one cook's kitchen may be better for a fisherman's trap. It's fairly recent that green crabs are proving to be good bait to catch conch.
So more of the conch fishermen are trying to use more green crab as bait instead of their traditional horseshoe crab, because we know that there's, you know, all sorts of controversy around that. So they are trying to also utilize an overpopulated, unwanted species.
What's undesirable here is considered a delicacy in Italy. The soft shells are dipped in egg and fried and sound like they'd be a good, salty, crunchy bar snack or appetizer. If you want to collect green crabs for cooking, go for it. The soft shells aren't easy to distinguish, but the hard shells are bountiful, to say the least. Like anything in the wild, take what you'll use. We've got a 200-year history with the green crab, and they're not going away anytime soon. But it's not as simple as eat 'em to beat 'em.
Trying to find uses for it, because there are so many of them. And they seem to be endless. Of course, we've said that before, that things were endless, and they turn out not to be.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Ellie Burlow.
Allie's put up some recipes online using green crab stock. Just go to our website and you'll find them there along with some photos, too. This show is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.